Hello, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. Kerry Green here. I hope you're ready to get your mind aligned with the truth of God. Take a moment right now to just kind of clear your thoughts and settle your heart and get ready to receive truth from God's Word. I really think we need to prepare our hearts for this action every day because the Maker of the universe is about to speak to us through His Word. It's nothing magical about my voice or my words or my explanations. It's the very text, it's the very word of God that He has written for our benefit to give us the truth that we need for every single day of our lives. We're looking at Psalm chapter 103. We're going to start in verse number 10, and it says, He, being God, does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His steadfast love toward those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does He remove our transgressions from us. Oh my, this section is just so full of both truth and imagery that we've got to slow down and take it bite at a time. It says, He does not deal with us according to our sins. Now, do you understand that phrase, according to? It means in relation to or in perspective to, or maybe in proportion to would be a better way to think of it. He does not deal with us in proportion to our sins. So if you've sinned, it's a weird way of saying it, but if you sinned 80%, He doesn't pour out 80% of judgment response on you. He's actually very much on the other side of the scale. He does not repay us according to our iniquities. You see, God is in the business of extending grace. Now, it doesn't mean that sin doesn't matter to Him. Of course, sin matters. That's why He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. But the point that David is making here is that God has steadfast love toward us. He desires to extend that love to us, and He is willing for a time to tolerate our sin for the sake of expressing His love, so that we might turn to Him in repentance. You see, punishment of wrongdoing doesn't do any good unless there is repentance in the heart of the one who did the wrong. Let me say that again. It's important that we understand this principle from the Scripture. Punishment toward wrongdoing does not do any good unless there is repentance in the heart of the one who did wrong. Repentance is a change of mind. It's an admission that what you did, what you've been doing, the kind of life you've been living, has been wrong. And that repentance can be called the fear of the Lord. And that's how David describes it here. He says God's steadfast love is toward those who fear Him. Fearing the Lord is coming to your senses and recognizing that what God says about your way of living, your sin, your rebellion against Him is absolutely right. That's what it means to fear the Lord. So let's read the statement again. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His steadfast love toward those who fear Him. So those who have come to agree with Him that their sin is indeed sin and needs to be covered by His forgiveness and His grace. That is an incredible statement. And notice the way David describes it. As high as the heavens are above the earth. That's how great His steadfast love is. He says, as far as the east is from the west, that's how far He removes our transgressions from us. My friends, our God has done amazing things for us. He has set us up for success today by forgiving our sins. He's made a way for us to live for His glory and His honor today. Go walk in that truth as you live this day.